Hello, everyone. My name is Bishop Kevin Rhodes, and I'm the Bishop of Fort Wayne, South Bend in Indiana. I'm here at the Chapel of St. Thomas More, the law school at the University of Notre Dame, where I just celebrated Mass for Ash Wednesday. We're in the first year of the National Eucharistic Revival, and what a time of grace and an opportunity for us to focus these 3 years on the great gift and mystery of the Most Holy Eucharist. I will never forget when I was in my studies, first year of theology in Rome, I served Mass for Pope John Paul II, now St. John Paul II, and it was the Feast of Corpus Christi. And we were in the sacristy before Mass. He was greeting us servers, and when he came to me, he shook my hand and looked straight in my eyes. And he said, be sure to make the Holy Eucharist the center of your life. Well, I never forgot that. And I've strived to make the Lord Jesus, whose presence in the most blessed sacrament, I've tried to make that the focus and center of my life, my priestly life and ministry, and also my episcopal life and ministry. My life in ministry as a bishop. And certainly the reverent celebration of Holy Mass, the prayerful entering into the mystery of the Eucharist when we celebrate the sacrifice of the Mass. And also outside of Mass, the opportunity to just be with the Lord, to adore Him, to thank Him, and to rest with Him at Eucharistic adoration. This has certainly been the strength for me throughout my priestly and episcopal life. And providentially, I think, it was during the year of the Eucharist, the last year of Pope John Paul's life, when he gave us that beautiful encyclical, Ecclesia de Eucharistia, his beautiful, very personal reflections on the meaning of the Eucharist in his life. It was during that year of the Eucharist that I was appointed by him as a bishop, Bishop of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And I'll never forget, because I spent those first weeks as a bishop going from parish to parish, preaching on the mystery of the Holy Eucharist. And actually, even in my Episcopal coat of arms, have a host with rays of light coming from it, Jesus, the light of the world. And it was during that year of the Eucharist that Pope John Paul II passed away, when he died, when he entered into the eternal joy of the Lord. So I think nothing is just coincidence or by chance. And now I feel especially inspired that the Church of the United States is really focused on this center of our lives, our lives of worship, but also the call to imitate the love of Jesus, the self-giving love, his sacrifice in giving himself to us, that we imitate the mystery that we celebrate. The Eucharist is such a profound mystery. It is a sacrifice. It's the real presence of Jesus, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. It's his last gift to us the night before he died. We can only be amazed that on the altar, that sacrifice for our salvation becomes present at every Mass. And if that's not wonderful enough, we are invited and to eat and drink the body and blood of the Lord. And he promised that he who eats his flesh and drinks his blood remains in him, and he in us. And he also said that he who eats his flesh and drinks his blood has eternal life, and he will raise us up on the last day. That is our great hope. I hope and pray that the Eucharistic revival will stir up all of our faith, and not only our faith, but our love for the Lord Jesus, who loved us to the end. And this is the sacrament of his love to the end, the sacrifice of Christ the bridegroom, for his bride, the church, for me and for you. I hope and pray that the Lord will also bring more and more people who have, for one reason or another, been neglectful in attending Sunday Mass, to be renewed in their faith and experience that grace of conversion, to come back to the Lord, to come back to the table of the Lord, to come back to the Holy Eucharist, to be reconciled with the Lord in the sacrament of penance, and then to receive his holy body and blood, and to become active members of his body, the Church. May God bless all of you during this Eucharistic revival. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. And may our Blessed Mother, the woman of the Eucharist, Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament, pray for us.